USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Calling out the FBI for the appearance of weaponizing the Department of Justice against their political opponents, Senator John Kennedy on Fox News Thursday morning.
The FBI raid, unprecedented. Only Ray and Garland can clear it up. But there are millions and millions of Americans that are looking at this situation and saying it's personal. And the FBI and the Department of Justice are going to give Trump a fair and impartial firing squad. They're shooting themselves in the foot. And Director Ray and Attorney General Garland, it looks like they just overreacted, and they need to clear it up, and they need to do it this afternoon, and they need to do it in the longest press conference that God ever put breath in until people run out of questions.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The Labor Department reported Thursday that the producer price index climbed nearly 10% in July from the previous year. A two-year-old is the only witness to a vicious murder in Florida.
A two-year-old girl is the only known witness to her dad's killing and might be the key to solving the case. Microsoft executive Jared Bridegan was viciously ambushed in Jacksonville Beach, Florida in February. He was driving home with his daughter, and cops say Jared stopped his car to move a tire blocking the road. That's when he was gunned down. Cops say the tire was left in the middle of the street to lure him out of his car. Jared's widow, Kirsten, says their daughter remembers hearing the gunshots and seeing Jared on the ground.
It breaks my heart as a mother that my own daughter, my two-year-old, is trying to comfort me when, you know, she's one of the biggest victims in this.
For the USA Radio News Gulf Coast Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
What would be better for Americans? 87,000 security officers to protect our children in schools or 87,000 IRS agents? How about 87,000 Border Patrol agents? Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, the Republican from New York, compared the Inflation Reduction Act's 87,000 new IRS agents to a Democrat militia.
Unfortunately, what happens when you have terrible leadership at the top that's corrupt, that's willing to engage in the type of scandalous abuse of power that they're doing right now, whether it's from the Russia collusion hoax all the way to, you know, weaponizing against parents just going to school board meetings to a raid on the former president in some what appears to be a retaliatory scandal based on Trump's demand of releasing the Russia collusion hoax documents from the National Archives.
A federal jury in Chicago convicted two former traders of J.P. Morgan Chase's precious metals desk with manipulating gold prices, finding they used misleading orders to rig prices. The convictions came after a seven-year Justice Department campaign to punish a style of deceptive trading in futures markets known as spoofing. J.P. Morgan paid $920 million in 2020 to settle regulatory and criminal charges against the bank over the traders' conduct. Motown legend Lamont Dozier, the prolific singer, songwriter, composer of such hits as Stop in the Name of Love, Baby Love, and Two Hearts, has died at his home at the age of 81. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.